Ah, what a show we have for you today, man. Let me be real with you. On the way here, just on the way here, breaking news. WhatsApp group going off. Instagram, everyone's just going off. Everyone's asking, what do you reckon's happening? This guy's asking, Amak, let me sit with Hectic Fred because he's got all the intel on everything. And let's just have a discussion because there's no better time to do League Lads. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of League Lads. I'm with Flaxi and I'm with Fred. Joe's in the background with all the stats and the facts that you need. Let's get straight into it, bro. Let's just get straight into it.
Because that was a good intro for Joey, bro.
That's my bro. That's my goat, bro.
With all the stats and the facts.
Yeah, that's my goal. I've been rehearsing it for like months now, you know what I mean? So I don't know. Thanks, Fred. I get a compliment from you. Now tell me why is Cooper Cronk not the guy? Breaking news, I speak about Cooper Cronk.
Every
you
time,
know what,
bro.
You know what I did the other day? I was on like our YouTube comments that we haven't responded to. And I don't know, there's so many, like from old episodes. And there's some guy losing at you, bro. And he's like, how can you fucking say Cooper Cronk isn't the GOAT? I'm like, lol.
You know what's funny? When I went to Magic Round, he was on my plane. He was last to go
he
in
was
with me.
Dirty, yeah.
Because his nose was fucked, cuz. He had no clue who I was.
Oh, bro.
All right, boys, I was like, fuck, that's Cooper Cronk. That's like the ninth best player of all time.
Can you see our 1,000 subscriber YouTube channel?
you want to get a clip real quick? Who's better, Nathan Cleary or Cooper Cronk?
Fuck, I think I'm picking Cleary, bro.
That's clickbait right there. Boy, I got one more question for you. Nathan Cleary, Andre Iguodala, or Lockie Galvin? Are you taking?
Drew Hutchison.
All right, boys, let's get into it. First things first, breaking news, of course, the biggest news going around all season, but now this week, what's been happening has been crazy. As a Bulldogs fan, honestly, I didn't see this coming. You did. You really, like, I'm...
No, I didn't. I honestly thought this entire time Lachlan was just using us as leverage...
To go to Parramatta
and get more money out of Parramatta. I didn't actually... If it does happen,
because you still don't know. So.
No, like, it's pretty much done, right? And I'm very, very happy. I didn't believe that we'd be able to get someone like Lachlan Galvin to our team. I'm so stoked that we have.
It's been news all week, when I was looking at it, I was like, para. 100%. They're losing Dylan, what's his name?
Dylan Brown.
And they're struggling. And Mitch Moses is
going to... His whole family goes for Parramatta.
He's a Parramatta junior.
He goes for Parramatta. Parramatta junior was like Westfield sports cars, all roads.
And he hates Tigers.
All roads led to Parramatta.
What have you been doing? First, Luka Doncic, out of nowhere, goes to the Lakers, and now Lockie Galvin to the Bulldogs. Bro, you've been on something, bro.
He's back to Liverpool. He's back to Liverpool.
Hey, you see old lad.
No, bro, he's not going nowhere. He's not staying there because we're buying him. Why would he play? Why would he stay in the UCL to get knocked out in the round of 16?
What do you mean? We got knocked out by the refs, cuz.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's what everyone's saying.
Yeah, who got knocked out last, bro? Who won last?
What is it?
Between us and you. Who won last?
You should take us.
No, but who won last? So then, hey. It's like you're only as good as your last game.
Yeah, but who won the league yesterday?
Yeah, but did you win?
How'd you guys go this week?
Did you?
I can't talk. Let's get back into Lockie Galvin.
Okay, listen. Okay, it's true. All right, it's like all of the players that I love because was I critical of this bloke and his comments to the media as to why he's leaving the Tigers? And did I call bullshit on them? Yes. Did I say in all of those videos that I love Lachlan Galvin and I'm a bit harder on him?
Krispy Kreme glazed donut, yes.
Because I fucking love this fucking kid, bro. Yes. All right. Am I absolutely stoked to have him in blue and white? Potentially. Fucking oath. And I'm going to explain to you why.
Let us know.
All right. And we're just going to go right into it, cuz. And this is to all the Bulldogs fans that are confused as to why we are making these changes while we are top of the leaderboard. There's a few reasons why. Number one, it's just plain and simple, lad. You take Toby Sexton and you look at what he's good at and what he offers to the game. And then you go and on this hand, you look at Lachlan Galvin and you see what he offers and what he offers to the team, to the game. Hala, right now, he's a better player than Toby Sexton. And he's 19 years old, bro. I don't even think it's a comparison as to who I'd rather have on a team. The only reason why Toby Sexton might be better in this Bulldogs team is because he is more of a natural seven. Than Lachlan Galvin is. However, seven for the Bulldogs is different to seven for every other team because you have a guy that's name is Matt Burden who can handle all of the long-range kicking. The only thing the seven will need to do is organized. He doesn't have to worry about kicking and field position. That's a big part of being a traditional seven. But when you have Matt Burton, in my opinion, you don't need a traditional seven. You just need somebody that wants the ball and will take charge of the attack. And I think Lachlan Gavin can do that. And Lockie's pretty decent as a short-range kicker for his age. Yeah, he sends a few grubbers going dead, but he also sends a lot of grubbers in the right spot, bro. And I think in this system, in this team, Lachlan Galvin can be successful on this right side. And I just think overall, apples for apples, pound for pound, brother, Lachlan Galvin is way better than Toby Sexton. Now, I don't think Toby Sexton is as good as a lot of Bulldogs fans think he is. He was just the best half that we had, and he's way better than Drew Hutchison and fits way better than Drew. That's why when he came in, we immediately started playing better.
Burton looked better as well since he came in too.
Yeah, of course. And I think Lachlan Galvin, now there's a bit of a risk because we're number one. We're flying at the moment. But there are still weaknesses in this team. And I have seen our biggest weakness is, it's clear, attacking against a defense that is set, not tired, and all communicating well is very hard for us. We are only winning these games and we are making all these comebacks purely because we are fitter by a country mile than all of the teams we're versing. And we're just out-muscling them, out-willing them, and we are playing hard for longer than they are because they don't have the gas tank to be able to do it. And that's why we're able to get on the front foot and that's why we're able to score points when the other team is tired.
So you're saying, sorry to interrupt, you're saying like the biggest thing right now that we have is our fitness and our weakness is our quality in certain positions.
And we cannot score inside our 20 against a good defensive team. That's our biggest problem. We are actually better when we're shifting it outside of our 20. That's when we're making most of our line breaks.
That's sort of opposite to like what you should be doing.
So we're not actually very clinical in our final third. There have been plenty of times this year where that we have like 20, 30 tackles in the opposition 20 and we haven't scored.
Yeah, that's right.
But then all of a sudden in the second half, in the 63rd minute, we're in the opposition and the 50th, 60th minute, we're in the opposition 20 and we start scoring. Because that urgency, that extra step that they had in the first half is now missing. We're wearing teams down and we're able to capitalize on that when they have that energy. We can't.
So would you say that what the Bulldogs are doing now with Lachie Galvin signing is bringing X Factor in? Because you've said this plenty of times that we don't really have X Factor. And you know what, bro? I was like, when I watch games and when I'm at games, like I look at it and I'm like, it's not like we have that one player that's hectic. Like obviously I have good players, Matt Burton, whatever. But we don't have that one player that's hectic, X Factor, that's going to just do something out of nothing. Yeah. Like, and bro, because when this news first broke, I'm like, I don't want him. Like, even for us to be linked with him, I was tripping out. I was like, why are we linked with this guy? The team's doing good. We're building something. Sexton might race, like, stay with us longer. He can develop it to a good halfback, which is very hard to find in this day and age. Like, a good young halfback that's actually going to do good for you straight away. And then, like, as time goes on, I'm like, it starts to become a reality. And I look at it as this, right? I don't entirely agree with it. Like, I have to see it first, guys. And I don't watch a lot of Lachie Galvin like you do. You know what I mean? Like, you're actually a big fan of him. I'm not really like a huge fan of him. But I think what it needs, like, I think this is just an opportunity because it's like a Pongo coming on the market. You get me? Like, that's what I'm looking for.
Yeah. It's because, like, I'm not saying, okay, this is an NBA
metaphor analogy,
right? But it sort of makes sense because the Raptors were very good and they could never get past LeBron James, all right? They were very good, and they traded away the best Raptor they ever had in DeMar DeRozan for Kawhi Leonard, who was an LA player that fixed a lot of their problems, and their biggest problem was clutch time scoring, bro.
Just that one thing that you need to win the next thing.
And that's what propelled them into the next level. They beat everybody in the East, went to the West, and beat an injured Warriors team, but they still won a championship, their first one ever. An opportunity presented itself, and a sacrifice needed to be made. And in my opinion, I like Toby Sexton. He's a consummate professional. Approaches the game right way.
I love Toby.
He's got potential. He worked very hard and busted his ass for this team, bro. But I think Toby Sexton, he's not a dime a dozen player. There are a lot of players like Toby Sexton at that, and there are a lot of players at his level. I think he's worth risking walk, letting him walk to get a player like Lachlan Galvin, especially for 750, 800.
Especially when we've got Mitch Woods coming up as well.
Exactly.
Like, I don't want to put no pressure on Mitch Woods, but...
Yeah, all those players,
our system is developing, like... There's some good halfbacks in there.
And Bailey Haywood.
And Bailey Haywood.
And that's the thing.
Toby, I was sad to lose. I know. I'm sad to lose Toby because I think when Toby came in, cause we were like begging for something, bro. Like he just popped up. We grabbed him and he slotted straight in. And then Burton started looking better and our team started ticking. We started scoring tries and getting repeat sets and things that I like to see. Like my team hasn't done them in years, cause like I've never seen Bulldogs. Get a repeat set. I was like, oh, we can actually kick like and tackle them in their goal. You know what I mean? So, but I do. I'm very sad to lose Sexton Waller. I feel like, and this is just being a fan. Like you know, like you're emotionally attached to someone that works hard for your team every single week. But that's not the only player we're losing.
Yeah, no,
we're Reid Marnie.
Yeah, and
now this is the thing with Reid Marnie. Now I'm gonna let you cook it.
There you go.
But we were just recording some Liverpool content, like some football content before you got here. Breaking news: Reid Marnie has been asked to leave. Like, or been granted permission. I don't know what it's about, but you can see the cracks in the walls. I'm going to let you explain it tactically because you off camera, you explained it very, very well to me. But the writing's been on the wall a bit. We had a rumor two months ago where Gus is trying to shop him around.
Or off season too.
And I'm like, nah, like it's weird. Why would you shop Reid? Like he's one of like our big players. He was a captain, whatever. It starts to make sense now, bro. It really, really starts to make sense.
Do you want
to
talk? Because I'm going to be talking for a long time.
No, I was going to... I want to say something afterwards. I want something to sort of wrap the present, you know, together. Okay. So I'll let you talk about Reid Marnie.
Thank you, bro.
But I do want to have something afterwards because I
Is
know...
Is that about Mitch Kenny?
No.
I know no, those words are banned now. we're not going to... If he has 15 tries in a game, we're not talking about Mitch Kenny.
All right, wallah, done.
MVP.
I got you. Fuck you, Mitch Kenny. Go block him now, you cunt.
But
use the C word, bro.
I've never heard Fred that aggressive.
Brother. But
no one messes with Flax, bro.
No one.
Nah, he's like my teddy bear. He looks all hard on the top, but he's soft. He's a soft heart.
Oh, fuck. Flax.
And then I get treatment like that to like cover for it.
Speak white, you dog. Speak when spoken to.
But
you're only alive because I allow you to live.
Let him talk, bro.
I use the Johnny line on him, bro.
Let me talk.
Wait. Nah, but there's something I want to say because I think you've explained it well off camera, but I think on podcast it'll be good. But I'll let you go on with Reid Marnie.
All right, boys. And okay, I just need to say something else first, okay? Number two with Toby Sexton. I know I went on about Toby Sexton a lot, but Lockie's going to fix a lot of the problems that Toby has, right? But at the end of the day, and a lot of people didn't pay attention to this because Toby was good, right? But Cameron Serraldo actually did not like Toby Sexton.
He played.
We got Toby because we needed someone other than Cole Flanagan, you know what I mean, and just someone that's some depth in that position. And he became available, and we got him for a pretty damn good price. I think it was
like $450.
He's
done us pretty well, bro.
And he's played above his pay grade, Toby Sexton. But Cameron Serraldo didn't actually like him, and he wasn't his number one choice. When he got Drew Hutchison, Drew Hutchison played for 19 games. Then we're pretty much forced to play Sexton, right? And we got better, yes. But the fact of the matter is, Serraldo, I don't think he ever saw Toby Sexton as his long-term half. And that's why you got to see this pattern. Whenever there's someone that does well on the Dogs, whether we extend him very, very quickly. Jacob Preston.
That's true.
Well, Karaz. Connor Tracy will be extended, in my opinion. We saw it with Bailey Haywood too. We had a couple of good games. We extended him another year. All right.
Like, instantly.
We don't waste time. If the club wants to keep you, they will keep you and extend you, right?
And with Sexton.
But with Toby, mate, he's on the last year of his deal and contract talks keep stalling and stalling and stalling because it's like Gus and Serraldo knew they didn't want him, all right? But they could last second decision decide to re-sign him, but I really didn't see it happening. And if we didn't get Lachlan Galvin, and I honestly think Toby Sexton was out of there, and I think he's played his last game for the Dogs. I think he'll be on another team in the next week. I think the Tigers might get him. I think the Titans are a big one, and I think the Titans he'll end up
You don't think the Cowboys will try to grab him? Because the Cowboys were interested, I heard.
Yeah, well, apparently they're trying double to get rid swoop. Of Tom Duffy. I reckon they might get
double both. Swoop. Yeah, I reckon they might get both of them.
Both Reed, but and both I think, Reed and Toby.
I think Reed might go. I don't know why, bro.
People
I
saying just feel Cowboys.
Like Penrith. No, I feel like Penrith will try and grab him, bro.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a rule. Why? I think he why? Suits
why
your
wouldn't
style
you play? Fucking get Reed? Why wouldn't you want Reed money? You don't have a hooker.
Well, we don't have one that we can talk about, but we do.
Exactly, you don't have a hooker.
Yeah, even if we could talk about that random person NPC, he's just not that good anyway.
But right. I know Reed Marnie is a top caliber, but I think he just I don't think he would suit our system as what we're looking for at the moment. Like he's also a bit older, and
I just think a bit of
he's just a better version of Mitch Kenny.
Yeah, nah, I don't think so.
No, he's a better version of Mitch Kenny.
Nah, I think he's better.
And he's got a way better kicking game, even though he has it's either perfect or shonky.
Yeah.
I'd he's say got
the,
a way better
the one thing, money is up to if he did come to Penrith, the one thing he would bring is that like sort of grit that Luai had or like that sort of dog in him where it's just like antagonizing the opposition. But like, I don't know. I wouldn't want him.
Let's see. Let's get into it.
Let's get into Reed. And I think another layer of all of this is we made this jump way quicker than we anticipated.
Yep.
I think the club did not expect us to be first this year at this point in the year. I didn't even have us in top four. And I would have, like, you can have belief in your team, but realistically speaking, I think we're above expectations right now. And we're in a real chance to win a premiership. And I think the way for us to do that is to go all in on small and mobile. That's our, like, small, mobile, tough. Okay. We have two players that constantly take us away from small mobile. And like, Reed is tough, Toby's tough. But we want to play very, very fast. Okay, as fast as possibly can, because we're super fit and have the capacity in our gas tank and our roster to do so. We have mobile middles everywhere. Even our big guys like Max King are very mobile and they make it easier for everybody around them to do their job because they communicate. There are two players that I constantly see that slow us down. The first one and the main one is Reed Marnie. Reed Marnie slows us down because he doesn't run out of dummy half. And because of that...
decision making as well.
And he's slow to make decisions and he often makes the wrong decision. And when you make the wrong decision, you're not capitalizing on the opportunities that playing fast gives you. Right? And I think a switch to a more mobile and zippy hooker is the way for this team to maximize their attacking output, bro. I think a player like Bailey Hayward is somebody that we don't even need to sign because we have him. And I think he could do the nine job pretty well. I don't think his long-term position is the nine, but at least in this team, we are stacked. Nine is a very good position for him to play in this team. However, if we were to go to the market and get a nine, the glaring, wide-open signing for me, no brainer, is Jacob Little. Jacob Little is off contract this year.
What a player.
He's
man.
The Dragons' best player in my opinion.
Tell and him the Silva
look,
as well.
They look absolutely yeah, he's a real I think if we don't go for Little, Talon de Silva is definitely an option. He's got a very, very good connection with Lockie Galvin. They're very close mates. Went to the same high school. And he is has
and if Appy apparently if Appy
re-signs, he's out of there.
Yeah, he's out of there.
And I don't know what like he's still 19-20, bro. But at the end of the day, he's got bags of potential, bags of speed.
He's quick, bro.
And he's very quick, man. Look, when Appy... I think everybody expects the Tigers to be a lot worse when Appy doesn't play. Mm. And Talon de Silva's had some good games while Appy's been missing time for whatever reason. But in my opinion, the glaring one, the no-brainer is Jacob Little. The Dragons look like absolute shit until he comes on. He comes on, everything works.
And he's always behind Cookie.
He's always behind. He should have never been behind Cook. He was great. He was starting a lot last year, and he was causing a lot of teams trouble, especially us.
Yeah, I remember.
And he scores a lot of tries. But the thing is like he has an eye to run. He wants to run. That's the thing that Jacob Little. He knows what his strong point is.
Can he play 80 minutes?
If he can't, I don't think he can play 80. But if he can definitely play 60, and we have a damn good utility, and we have another good young hooker coming through as well. If we wanted to use him. If we get De Silva, he's going to want to play starting as well.
Of course. Yeah.
So we can only get one. If it was my pick...
Jacob Little.
It's Jacob Little. And I would keep Bailey Hayward as a utility because of how versatile he is. But I think that they have him on the radar for sure. And I think he wants a place to go where he can actually start. because in my opinion, he was playing way, way too well for them to even target a center of the Dragons, hook of the Dragons. Damien Cook, the center, right? But Damien Cook should have never even been on their radar because they had a guy like Jacob Little, and I think they sort of dogged him a little bit. And
I think that was a leadership boy. I think they're like, oh, we need some names.
Someone to mentor him or something like that.
He did not need mentorship, bro, because he's better than Damien Cook.
And he's old. He shows it every single week. He's not little. He's not like 18, is he?
No, Jacob Little's like 26, 27.
That's what I'm saying. He's mature.
How old is Jacob Little, Joey? He's the stat man.
Stat man. My God. We're getting places, boys.
But hey, boys, we're moving up in the world. But Jacob Little, that's my guy.
28 years old.
Prime of his career, lad.
Peak, bro. This is the
prime of his career. He had terrible injury history. But he's been pretty durable the last couple of years.
I was going to say, do you reckon that's it then? That's why they brought in Damien Cook, just in case, because he's been good for so long.
Yeah, but Damien's 33 years old, cuz. You know what I mean?
No, you can tell it was a Band-Aid signing.
Yeah.
Even Holmes, it's like, yalla, let's get this guy and keep going moving.
Cuz all I'm saying is I see a nine that allows us to play the speed that we want to play. And if we have a guy like Bailey Haywood off the bench, then he can play as fast as he wants. And we have another guy that comes off the bench and can do it. Very similar to how the Raiders, they use Paddy, they use Starling, and next year they'll use Brayley too.
That's a good signing for them.
You lose one zippy hooker and you get another zippy hooker. They used to have Tom Starling come off the bench and he used to do a great job as well.
He used
zippy
to kill
hooker.
Everyone. And we used to all say, wasn't this guy start? Wasn't this guy start?
Yeah, man.
But Ricky knew what he was doing.
We need that. We need that because we play similar to how the Raiders play. Very, very tough, very physical, but we're a little bit more mobile. They've got a bit more size.
I think we're quicker as well.
So if you're quicker, again, we've got to capitalize on how fast we are. And Reed doesn't allow us to do that. Okay, and I think because he doesn't run out of dummy half, his service isn't the best, and he's just not an attacking-minded hooker. He's a defensive-minded hooker. But I think although what he brings to the table is good, Reed Marnie is a great player. He's in Origin Talks for a reason. I just think the roster has moved in one direction, and that direction is away from a hooker that plays the style of football that Reed Marnie plays. And it's moving towards a style of hooker that plays like Jacob Little, Talon De Silva, Zippy, out of dummy half pace. Damien Cook.
Just gained you 30 metres.
Prime Damien
off the
Cook
you
in his team would have been hectic.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So we like
it's crazy how this different style.
It's not that Reed is a bad player. It's just Reed does not fit the style of play. And this writing has been on the wall
for a long time
with Reed Marnie because we've seen Reed Marnie get hooked in three games this year from memory. Okay, I think round three got hooked against the Broncos and we immediately got better. And he got hooked last week because he was having an absolute fucking shocker.
Last week was bad, bro.
Absolute shocker. And I think Serraldo has just been fed up. And I think he just won. And I heard reports and I was reading stuff. I was getting messages about stuff that even if we did, I've heard that Bailey Haywood, once Lachlan Galvin is settled in, will be starting at nine over Reed Marnie, even if he's still at the club.
He played 80 minutes against Parramatta. So I think it may have only been the Broncos and Dolphins game. He played 80 minutes.
Okay, never mind. Broncos and Dolphins game. But still,
I like this fact check, bro.
Yeah, thank you for fact checking me. I could have sworn he had a break against Parra, but Bailey was at seven, so maybe not. But he wasn't having a very good game against Parramatta either. But I just think it's the way that we're going to go. And if we're going to be playing maximum speed, Toby Sexton, who constantly makes the wrong decision and will get caught because he doesn't know what he's doing when he gets the ball a lot of the time. It's not predetermined a lot of the time what he's doing, in my opinion. Although he's a good player, right?
When it's
he doesn't
level up.
See two plays ahead.
Yeah.
Often. The best case of him doing it, and he only does it on the front foot, right? But the best case of him doing it was against Canberra. That try that Max King scored against Canberra in that comeback, that was all Toby Sexton. But he doesn't do that enough. And he constantly gets caught with the ball, and he's not a damaging ball runner. So when he runs the football, he just gets tackled. Lachlan Galvin playing off-the-cuff ad-lib football is what he's best at. That does suit a six a little bit more, but it also suits a seven. And I just think we have a weird mesh of talent in the six and seven if we play Burton and Galvin together. And I think they're going to be playing together. And if we're going to maximize this fast style of rugby league that we're going to play with Haywood at nine, at least for this season, we need a guy like Lachlan Galvin with the ball in his hands a ton. And 100%. I think that's what Gus and Serraldo are looking for. And a player, a player of his caliber.
Did I just read that?
That wasn't. It's a group chat name. It's the group chat name.
I'm like, what? Yeah. From camp?
Yeah, no, fuck. I was like, I tripped out. I was like, as if you don't
answer that, bro.
It's like the fourth time it's happened.
Nah.
Cuz, as I was saying, I think Gus and Strada see a vision to completely go all in on this fast style of play, and they're getting rid of the two players that the coach isn't too fond of anymore and slows down our attack. And they're going to go all in on playing fast, bro.
I think on Reed, I think there's more to it, bro. Wallah. I think some... I don't know. There's,
it could like, be off... I heard like, rumors of off-field stuff.
I feel like
stuff.
There's something, yeah. I feel like there's something there.
I heard rumors of off-field stuff and disciplinary issues, but on both sides, of on and off the field. I don't know how valid they are, but it would make sense for them to all of a sudden not want him anymore if
he was... especially when you've been shopping him around for a bit. I agree with you, but just the last thing on Reed before Flexi goes in. When he came in, if he does leave and if it is his last game, bro, like salute to Reed, because he came in when we weren't good. He left. He played a grand final, and then he played the grand final for Para, and he immediately came to the Bulldogs, right? So to go from there to there, and he was with us in the hard yards, bro. He got booed by the fans. He was captain. He was all these things that a Bulldogs fan should never forget. Like I know he might have. Like I was furious with him at the Dolphins game, bro, but. These are just moments, and I feel like he's done more than enough for the club as well, bro. Wallah.
Man, he's been very good.
He's been very good, and I just want to, if he does leave tomorrow, I salute him and I thank him. But I do like the fact that we're going to go for a quick style of play, because when the Bulldogs played the Broncos, remember when we played the Broncos at Suncorp last year? I feel like it was just razzle dazzle, bang, bang, bang. Like, we didn't let, like, Brisbane was stunned because we're like, what the fuck just happened? How did you just score free? Like, what happened? And I feel
they
like
did it to us.
Yeah, and then they did it to us, yeah, but different conditions and stuff. But last year, to do that to Brisbane last year, that's crazy, bro. Like, that's a good team. Anyway, but what it is like, if we're going to play that slow, fuck, that's so exciting. As a Bulldogs fan, like, you might be worried and scared, because I was as well. You might be worried and scared, like, you're first. And now all these chemistry changes and these players are going to bond differently. And is he going to be here? Is he not going to be here? And you're gambling on a young kid.
That has
But
that
these
has
things
issues.
Need to happen. Yeah, of course. And... Bro, this is all to Gus and Seraldo now. And the captains of the team, the big boys, to literally keep them all together and move on. And if you do want to win a premiership, I feel like there is sacrifices you have to make and there's opportunities you have to grab, bro, because I don't know. I don't rate him this highly because I haven't watched properly and I haven't seen him develop. But if Lachie Galvin is what Lachie Galvin is, what everyone is talking about how he is, then fucking we're in for a proper treat. Like, a proper treat. And also... I was like yelling out the last couple of days that Burton's going to be Isaiah. Like, that's going to be our lock, because I thought we'd try to get them all in the same team and try to play him Sexton and Galvin and thing. But I don't see that happening anymore. Maybe in a few years.
Right, Toby's gone, bro.
Yeah, I think he. It, now, like, before the news, I'm like, I don't really know anything until I hear something official. But yeah, man. And I want to give. I don't want any dirt on Connor Tracy's name, bro. Like, this Burton playing fullback thing. Like, I don't want him to play fullback. Maybe we've said it in the past, but as we watch him week in, week out, but the guy's not a fullback. I'm pretty sure he could do a job there. But Connor Tracy fucking needs his flowers, bro. Wallah. Like, he deserves his flowers because he's been nothing but reliable, nothing but gun, nothing but just big effort, bro. And if it wasn't for him, we used to watch Hayes Perham. Week in, week out. You know what I mean? Like,
none of that. You're bringing back flashbacks,
he's
bro.
He's going to crash out.
He's boom in the side.
I have this argument with... No. I have this argument with...
Why did you say that name?
I'm having a seizure, cuz. No, cuz. Make it stop. Make it stop.
Look at Tracy. Listen, Connor Tracy, well, I say this a lot of the times, like... People say, oh, you can't win a premiership with Connor Tracy. How the fuck did Penrith win Dylan Edwards? I know he's Dylan Edwards. No, one sec.
What?
What the fuck?
What was that?
No, one sec.
I said this thing when he said this.
No, one sec. Was Dylan Edwards always a gun?
No, but like that
he
is...
developed. No, what I'm saying is, just calm down. Don't get upset and emotional.
You need
to hear it.
That comparison is wild.
No, you need to hear this. That's it. You just have to hear it. Dylan Edwards didn't come in as a superstar, right? I know he was younger and stuff. But he developed into this. Now he's
fucking
him. He got promoted to Reggie's. Like, I know.
Yeah, you know this. I'm not saying they're the same. I'm not saying they're the same. But I'm saying it could develop to be something like that, where you look at a player, he's reliable, and then he can just build on his game. Bulldogs fans are like, yeah, but we need Reece Walsh. We need Pappenhausen. I don't fucking believe that. That's what I'm saying. Calm down, cuz. Relax. Both of you, bro. Fuck me, dude. No. I love Dylan Edwards.
He's using Dylan Edwards is the worst comparison.
Hell, bro. Dylan Edwards was playing for him for 10 years.
Yeah, because Dylan
Edwards. And then he finally grew up and became good.
He's a big fullback, bro. They play completely different.
They're not.
What I'm saying is, like, I'm not talking about their style or fucking how they cut their hair and who went to Turkey. All right,
cuz.
I'm saying that they came, the guy's there, and he developed into something. True or not? They had faith in him for a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
It's very, very vague comparison.
You know what? I just realized they're fucking emotional, these Penrith fans. You can't say nothing to them. Calm down, bro.
All I'm saying is, Tracy's 100th
game will be against my kid's birthday. That'll be his 100th.
And he had an absolute blinder against them last year, didn't he? And he's going to be wanting to make it up. I hope it doesn't rain, because if it rains on Monday, I swear.
It's going to hurt.
If it rains on Monday, I'm going to be gutted, because I don't want to go to ANZ in the rain, cuz. If it rains one drop, cuz, I'm not going to ANZ, because there's no undercover, cuz.
No, I sat undercover.
There is
undercover. I went.
Suncorp Bankwest. Combank, Allianz, way more undercover.
Wouldn't you want to watch it here, maybe?
Yeah.
I've
gone to the game.
Yeah.
But if it's sunny, I'm going. There's no way I'm missing that game. I didn't go to the game in round 3 so that I could go to the game at Acorn and give it to everyone.
Fair. I want to.
And there's going to be like 60,000 people.
Do you reckon you break the record if it doesn't rain?
Doesn't rain,
you break the record.
If Parramatta win next week, it's gonna break the record.
Parramatta aren't winning.
If they are you facing you?
Yeah, that's us.
They're gonna win this week. They're gonna win this week, and then it's gonna set up Easter. Oh, fucking King's birthday.
Are you alright, bro?
It's gonna set up Easter Monday. Easter Monday. Good. King's birthday. Like 80 of these. We always plan a public holiday.
Yes, that's
right. But yeah, no, it's gonna make King's birthday off its head, bro.
Yeah, we're gonna.
I gotta ask. As an outsider, you guys are first. Now I know you said that. Oh, you know, I didn't expect us to be first, but you guys are like depressed Bulldogs fans. Like you haven't tasted success in so long that you don't believe in yourselves. You'll be in the grand final and be like, I don't believe we're in the grand final. That's what. Like whenever you make it next, but do you think you've jeopardized this season? Obviously. You guys are building for the future now. It's kind of turned into a rebuild season. But do you think it is worth it jeopardizing this season for what will come?
I think it is, number one. But number two, it might not actually jeopardize this season. However, it all depends on how quickly these guys can gain chemistry.
Yeah.
All right. I think the group is so tight-knit, that they're going to be able to take Lachlan Galvin under their wing, and he's got insane players around him to the point where he's going to be able to be seamless, potentially, to build chemistry with them, because he doesn't have to do as much as he did on the Tigers. He just has to give Jacob Preston, Stephen Crichton, and Karaz some damn ball and support him, you know what I mean? But then also, I know he's going to want to run. But long story short, if we can build that chemistry quickly, build those combinations, which I think we can, because we're doing it in the mid section of the season. We're going to be hitting our stride back end of the year. We have a very tough run, but it's going to be good to galvanize Lachlan Galvin. Fucking words.
He's been waiting for that for a while.
And then we're going to maybe peak in final, like peak again in finals, or we lose, but we can hold our heads high and say we have a 19-year-old half. All right. We have young players everywhere, and they're going to keep getting better and better and better and better. And I know Gus doesn't want to be good for just this year. He wants to be good for the foreseeable future. And this is a player, when he comes up, you don't want to miss out on him because you have Toby Sexton.
That's fair. Well,
this is why you got to pull the trigger. It's the best thing for the team. In Gus's mind, it's a no-brainer. If you can get Lachlan Galvin right now, he comes in. If we lose, right, 5 in a row with Lachlan Galvin, I can comfortably say we would have lost most of those games with Toby Sexton as well.
Fair, fair.
I don't think Lachlan Galvin, and whatever you can say about the bad fit, is, I don't think that's bad enough. It's going to make us worse to the point that we're going to be losing games that we would have won with Toby Sexton. I feel like if we lose and start losing games back end of the year, we would have lost those with Toby too. Because Toby doesn't offer that much. He doesn't offer as much as what everybody thinks. I like Toby. He's a good player. Emphasis on good. He's not great. He doesn't have blinders. He just plays solid and does his job. Lachlan Galvin has some real potential to have absolute blinders for us.
It'll be good for you guys as
well. He has capability to win those tough games where we can't break anyone down, okay? But he has the potential to break him down. But he also has potential to come in, cause some unrest, cause some bullshit. He's a 19-year-old spoiled kid.
I was going to say, do you think that the outside of the game, the background stuff might affect.
I'm going to go out and say this, bro. Seraldo and Gus have a big job on their hands right now, wallah. Because to do things while you're down is different to then doing things when you're first. You know what I mean? Because now everyone can just be like, hey, we're doing good. It's all your fault.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now, and I think they'll do well. I think they will literally, like, I think if Gus didn't think he had the power over his agent as well, because his agent is obviously someone that's always going to be involved Isaac Moses.
Someone that he said he'd never work with.
But Gus just plays 7-day chess, cuz. You know what I mean? He just rips everyone. But what I'm saying is, like,
I want to actually elaborate on that.
Yeah, he's smart, bro. It's but Gus. Like, he's the godfather, cuz.
Like, a lot of outsiders have been saying, like, oh, what he shouldn't be doing, what he's been doing on Channel 9. I want your opinion.
We'll talk about that. Bro. What I'm saying is now on Lachie Galvin, cuz. One sec. The first thing the Bulldogs need to do, and Seraldo, and Gus, and the big boys in the team, the Burdens, and whoever has a leadership role in the team, they need to bring him under their wing and need to tell him, listen, brother, I know you were at the Tigers and it was a circus and every week it was something and all these players were, whatever it is, all these little shitty dramas that we used to have, right? Maybe not that bad, but we had them. That's fucking out of the window now, lad. You're coming here, we're first. You can see what we're doing. Teams fear us, bro. Our fans are every single week coming in and out to stadiums, filling up the thing. Bro, we packed out 10,000 the other day in rain. You know what I mean? So Lachie Evans gonna come in here, and that was probably a big attraction for him, cause wallah. He's like, you know what? Fucking go to Para, my dream team, my boyhood club. Fucking go to the fucking Dogs, lad. Belmore's cranking. The fans love us. We're on an up thing, and I'm gonna develop to be such a good player. So the first thing they gotta do now is lock this guy in, bro, and tell him, listen, cause you gotta fucking put your head down. And even if you don't do well this season, because it might be disruptive, just keep going, keep your head up. And I think that, well, the players in this team, the Max Kings, like, we have such a, like, we have these players that are actually, like, they're not going to let shit stand, bro. Wallah. You can tell with that Fox thing.
Yeah, but
when the Fox situation happened, they're all like, bro, you ruined us, lad. So we love ya, and everyone loves the Fox. But the door's there. You're going to our rivals, all good. You know what I mean? So that's the big standpoint that they have to do. And, yeah, it might be disruptive, because it might cause some hacky and some stuff, but in Gus, I trust, because I always say this.
Cuz, can I just say one thing? Gross. I always say this. They are, Gus and Serrado have, they get the quickest ick when it comes to signing players.
I love that word.
It's the best way to describe it, because they will say no to you, the perfect fit, because of character problems.
Fanua Blake,
Tyrell May. Two biggest ones.
Someone else recently.
We needed a prop so bad, cuz, and they said no to them, didn't even offer them a deal. Because there was no reports of us ever tabling them a deal.
Corey Horsburgh,
because of character problems, okay? Whether they fit into the culture or not. At the end of the day, I think the club's already said to Lachlan, you went out publicly, said this about Benji, said this about your teammates, whatever. That's not going to happen here. We're not the Tigers. We haven't been at the bottom for the last 15 years. We've been at the bottom a lot, but things have turned around. This group is the gem.
They're not taking shit anymore, bro.
We are not taking shit.
And this will be his last stop.
You are going to come in here, you're going to work your butt off, otherwise you're not going to be a Bulldog. You're going to come here and you're not going to stir shit. The boys are going to take you under their wing, because we have a very loving group of all very... They are forgiving. They understand they were all young kids at one point. People can be misled, manipulated, and they, like, when you're young, bro, he's not a man yet. He's still a kid.
Yeah.
He's gonna be a Zalme, bro, and he's gonna turn into a Zalme because he's surrounded by Zalmes. Not like they might be young, but this team overall is very, very mature, very locked in, and the club culture is built off of one thing, bro: hard work. And Lachlan Galvin is coming here to work hard, bro, because they wouldn't have signed him if he wasn't. And I think this group is so tight-knit that one bad egg, if you want to even call Lachlan Galvin a bad egg, because I think he's still got a lot of development as a man, as a player, and I think the best place for him to develop for both is in the Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs, and he obviously believes that too, because he said no. Can you imagine saying no to your boyhood club to go, but a lot of team players do that to go to Melbourne, because yeah, they know Melbourne are going to get them. They're going to build them to be the player that lives up to their potential. Because the Bulldogs are, in his mind, the best place for him to reach his potential, which is sky high, bro. He has a ceiling like Freddie Fittler. That's how high his ceiling is. You know what I mean? So I think he can be a valuable asset to this team. And I think the boys are going to take him under his wing. And they're going to show the kid some love. But he's also got to leave most of his ego at the door. Most of his arrogance at the door. But we need, as a team, we need a fucking player with some arrogance, cuz. Like, we need a player that...
a piece of shit.
To do the ball celebration, cuz. You know what I mean?
The Jerome Boy.
We need somebody that wants the fucking ball, that wants to carry this fucking team, bro. Like, he's not going to carry the team because this team is very good, right? But we need somebody that has some balls, some arrogance, some X factor, bro. You know what I mean? That thinks they're top shit. There is some arrogance in this team for sure, but the thing is we need it in the spine, bro. And I think I love Matty Burton. And when the moment steps up, he's willing to go and step up, right? Those field goals last year, amazing. Because I was watching that field goal that he missed in that final against Manly, because he missed it by this much. All right. But because he is amazing. When the game's on the line, he's going to be able to step up. But so is Lachlan, bro. He might. And Andrew John said it perfectly. When you're looking at an 18, 19-year-old kid, the fact that he wants the ball in his hands when it's crunch time is amazing. He might not know what he's doing because he's still learning and developing and still he's learning on the job. But the fact that he wants the ball and doesn't shy away from the big moment is a massive thing. And it's the way he carries himself. He might be arrogant. He might think he's top shit, but the Dogs actually need that. But we also need a team-first mentality. And I think it's fair to say this Bulldogs team is predicated on a team-first mentality. Fucking giving everything you have in your body for your teammates next to you. And Lachlan Galvin, I'm telling you, he wouldn't have been coming to the club if he's not coming with a team-first mentality.
Yeah, I think that everything you said is 100%, bro. Lovable group. They need to wrap their arms around him. And the sky is the limit for this kid, bro. I'm not impressed, because I'm not going to lie and say I watched... I'm just going to be like a fan that's never watched him before and enjoy the ride.
Because, wallah, I'm telling you, I'm telling you now, we're going to line up. I haven't heard this from no one. I've been saying this on stream all week, because he's not starting the first game. He's coming off the bench against Parramatta. And Bailey and Burton are going to be starting.
How perfect is that? Para wanted him, Dogs got him.
Yeah, I know, and we're versing him. Our first game. But no, he's going to come off the bench, maybe even the first few weeks. But definitely that first game, I don't see him starting. I see Bailey at 6. Bailey at 7, Matt Burton at 6, and Reed will probably still play 9 until Lockie's ready.
But you reckon Reed? I reckon Reed's going to go, bro, ASAP. Wallah.
I think Toby's gone before the Parramatta game. I think
it's opposite.
Nah, Toby's gone before the Parramatta game, bro. I'm telling you, he's done. I saw a report when I was on the way here. But I've been saying it all week. I said it on my videos yesterday, and you know what I mean? Because Toby's gone. No more Toby. But take... I'm not here, like, I'm just starting to hear this now, but it just makes sense. He's off contract. There are teams that need a fucking half bad. Brother, Kieran Foran played in the halves, bro. The guy was kicking balls out on the full and stuff. Hold on, bro. He'll go back to the Titans. He'll maybe go to the Cowboys. Maybe go to the Tigers.
I don't know. Where he would go.
I think Reed might go to the Cowboys, because they're losing Robson.
They have a massive hole
that's,
of hooker.
That's what I was saying with Reed. But at the same time, I don't know. I feel like Penrith just are going to emerge for something like that.
I think so. But
nah, they've been priming Mitch Kenny. He was captain this week. Like, they've been priming him as a leader. I know. But they've been priming him as leader for a while now.
Yeah,
so.
Leader of being a fuckwit. Now,
let's get into
it,
boys.
We just spent 40 minutes talking about Lockie Galvin and the Dogs and everything. The Dogs also got absolutely fucking belted this week.
Do you want to speak about that? Do you want to speak
about
Origin?
We're
going to
talk about it a little bit.
Origin first.
Do you want to talk?
I think we'll do Origin first. Origin last. Origin
I reckon
last.
Origin last, mate, because that's the last thing.
We wrap it back
Come
up.
Come on, we wrap it back present, up, finish mate. With Origin. What do you reckon? And we just talk
I didn't
about,
watch the games.
We talk about
I
these
want
games.
To come in
we talk about these
again.
Games quickly, get them out of the way. All right,
let's do it. Wackaroonies.
All right, so then we can focus on the big one, State of Origin, mate.
All right, Dogs, Dolphins.
Dogs and Dolphins.
Cause I went in the rain.
Did you go?
Well, I went and my seats are in the rain, but because no one was there, you could see anywhere.
Yeah,
so I sat up. It was pretty good, bro. I enjoyed it, cause.
Honestly, can we just say, did we not see this coming? Like Dolphins 13 plus. Bro.
I knew we weren't gonna win. When you lose your Crichton, Max King, like two big players, no, and then Kira, and then you're like trying to get meters.
We clearly
and you don't have
Kira. Yeah, we clearly rushed back Samuel Hughes too. I know they said that they weren't going to. He had one stint and that was it.
On the podcast, I said Dolphins, and then I was like, oh, you know what? I might tip Doggies. And then in my head, I always knew. And like, I just, yeah. The two games I kind of knew, I knew you guys were going to lose, and I knew we were not going to win that game. Yeah. But every other game was out for debate. I went 1-for-5 this week.
I got the Raiders right. Yep. I got the Dolphins, Raiders. And I don't know if I tipped Newcastle or Penrith.
I think you tipped Newcastle.
Did I tip Newcastle? I probably did.
I think you did. But yeah.
Because
yeah.
you guys got no one. So I think I would have gone 3-for-5.
It was like obviously you guys did well in the first half, but that second half like was no good.
They you know what that reminded me of? The 2023 Dogs that were just down tools. But I think a couple ref calls sort of got in their head as well. And I did. Dude, okay. The pass from Reid Marnie, I don't think it was forward for that try for Turpin. But let's say it was, then that means like two or three of the Dolphins' tries. They shouldn't have been tries then.
Oh, they shouldn't.
But the advantage shit. Can we just, like, what is advantage now? We've seen it three times now. Because the Waz game, there was one. Our game against the Dolphins and then our game against the Knights. There was some of the worst at saying no advantage was taken calls ever. Because Bradman Best ran 40 meters, bro. And then threw the ball out and they got the ball back because apparently he didn't take advantage because he was at the fuck of 50. You know what I mean? That was against the Knights. The Asako thing, bro, he's caught the knock on from Matt Burden, run 10, 15 meters, and he's taken the advantage.
I thought it was always after 10 meters.
I always thought it was, but he's run more than 10 meters and the play's gone on and he's fucking made an error and they say he didn't take advantage. Brother, why is he... Where's he running to then? Is he running backwards? Because he's running to score a try to take the advantage from the knock-on. So he's taken it and then he's lost it. That should be our ball. Same as that Waz game, cuz. You know what I mean? There was one there. The NRL really needs to... This is an actual major issue because you don't want a major game in the finals to, or in this the back end of the year to be decided by some bullshit, no advantage call, okay?
Because that comes off the benefit of the doubt stuff as well. Like, yeah. It just, as you said, if you get that in a major call, that like, and it's a six-point game, that could... obviously, like, really change your game up.
Yeah, but I'm going to speak about this game because, they were fucking physical, man. Who? In their wet Dolphins? Conditions, the Dolphins.
Yeah, bro, they belted us.
We couldn't use our speed because the ground was so bad. And I think that's why Leo Thompson's going to be big.
Herbie found off the gun, bro.
Herbie, while he's gone. And he came back from being in hospital.
I know, so that's what I'm saying, but...
You know, shout out to him real quick. I didn't actually know, but like... The night before, he got out of hospital and flew down that morning, I think, to get in that game. So shout out to Herbie because not a lot of people would do that.
Yeah, and I thought he was going to have a monster game. Our lineup, I'm sorry, Blake Taffert center, please never again, Serato.
That was boring.
Please. They switched Sherry. I would have promoted a youngster that actually deserves a crack and has a future at the club. I would like Jonathan Sua. You know what I mean? I think he would have been perfect in this game. And then you switch the side, so he's on Matt Fine. But even Fine got the best of bloody of Blake Taff, bro. It was I would never play Blake Taff outside of fullback or six, probably ever, bro. And I think that experiment should be over. but they came to play the Dolphins, and they were missing some players too, but we were missing more. And we're missing legit 10 players, dude. They were missing 5 or 6, but they had some experienced forwards that came in, like Felice Kafusi, Ray Stone. Bro, Ray Stone was an absolute machine.
Fuck, he's a gun as
well. You can't, don't even try and break a Ray Stone tackle because you won't. He's really impressed me this year. I really, really...
I reckon Parramatta are missing someone like that?
They are missing someone like him, and they're missing like a Nia Kore bad, bro. They haven't recovered since he went to the Waz. But that's just me. But he's been great. Felice was good. Josh Kerr, dude, he has been a monster the last few weeks, bro.
He's been so good.
Because he should... Because I would have rather him play Origin than fucking Lindsay Collins off the bench. But I know Lindsay Collins always lists for
Origin. Lindsay Collins is an Origin player.
But, bro, Josh Kerr... Queensland, surely he's on their radar, cause I loved him at the Dragons, and I still love him now.
Yeah?
Nah, but I think he's definitely got
even in that shit season when they had no one to beat us.
Because he's a mad talent, bro, because he's a big boy, but he's got some wheels on him too, yeah, and he plays hard. Like a bench role would suit him perfectly. And they exposed our weaknesses a lot more. I would have loved to have seen more Burton high balls, but the balls were not finding Matt Burton because we had Reid Marnie having an absolute shocker. And
it was bad for Marnie.
He was very bad, and he got hooked for a reason. But all in all, we were not good. The Dolphins weren't that good either. They definitely ran up some points. I think full strength. We beat them.
Yeah, we beat them. It just burns me, Bulldogs fans, bro. Like everyone panicked.
Oh, come on, man.
You know why I said it was good because, like, I felt good going to the game. I knew we were gonna lose. Like, I know this. I already know. Like, you can win. It can happen. You might win. But missing all these fucking good players, and Dolphins aren't missing anyone but the Hammer.
Really. No, they're missing the Hammer, Flegler, Marshall King.
Because of Origin?
Max Plath. No, because of injury and stuff.
But how long have they been missing all those players?
Well, Flegler they've been missing for two years.
Who did they miss from Origin that's been playing with them for the past 3 weeks?
Hammer. And there's one more. Tom Gilbert got injured.
He's out for a few months.
All right, bro. We missed our captain, our week, like, you know, yeah, what I mean? Anyway, what I'm saying is, stop panicking, bro. Calm down. Wallah.
Yeah, relax. It's
everyone
one game.
Everyone just loses it. Cause
and I huddle my full bad for Parramatta. They're going to get wrecked, bro, because we're going to be G'd up. Kurt Donoghue, bro. Is that what you're going to say? Sorry.
No. You go.
I spoke over you.
No, he was good, though.
How mad is that, bro? The guy fucking shatters his nose. Like Swatowski in Longest Yard, and then they pop it back in.
Look at my nose.
He somehow passes.
I finally know.
Passed the HIA.
I broke my nose. Passes the HIA, gets out there, and just he's a fucking tough cunt, bro. Yeah. What a sick cunt. And then he scored.
Yeah, he was good.
I will say, I know you disagree on this, but at the game, while that tackle on Toby Sexton shouldn't have been for that.
Which one again?
No.
I don't think it's been.
No, that was the best kick. That was the best kick pressure I've seen all year.
Yeah, but you know what? I get what he's saying. He's saying if you want to be consistent. Fuck, is that what you're saying?
It wasn't late.
Can someone clip that? He's just said fuck consistency. Wait till that bites you in the ass.
What do you mean? There's no late. It's not late. What consistency?
There was another tackle like that.
If you hit the legs. Okay, then it's a penalty. So if you hit the legs, if it's a penalty. If you tackle late, it's a penalty. If you tackle high, it's a penalty. That he didn't attack the legs after he kicked it. Also, you can't hit him in the air when he kicks because they're all doing that little prancy fairy kick jump after they kick, yeah? So that's four things you can be penalized for. Because he didn't tackle him in the air. He didn't hit his legs. He didn't tackle him high. And he didn't fucking hit him late. That's the perfect kick contest. Fucking suck it up, Toby Sexton.
Yeah, no.
Sorry, Joe.
No, I just.
Am I not wrong? I don't care.
I see. This is where I wish we had that.
Yeah, we just a replay, brother. Step by step, all right?
I just want a replay, bro.
I'm so happy.
I want instant replay.
I'm sorry for me. That is the perfect kick contest.
No, 100%.
And I think we should be more lenient on kick pressure, not more strict. I think this...
There's a lot of milking with it too, wallah.
If they're in the air a little bit, it shouldn't be a penalty. If they stick their leg out and their leg gets hit, it shouldn't be a penalty.
I just feel like something dirty...
Too many rules.
Something
too
dirty,
many
Fred,
rules,
should be penalised. If something's dirty, if someone does something like harmful, I get it. You know what I mean? But because a tackle's a tackle.
Because we are officiating kicks like the NBA officiates Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I've had enough of this shit. Don't protect them. They don't need protecting. They need to get fucking whacked, these halves. They're not getting whacked anymore, bro. Whack the fuck out of these halves. Bring it back, bro. Because I'm... What are you going to do? Protect the wingers next? They were protected for 100 years and now they're finally starting to do some work as a forward. These halves need to get smacked. And you can't smack them anymore, bro.
So anyway, boys, Eels Manly.
Eels Manly.
I want to get to the origin, but yalla.
Eels Manly. Now they're going to breeze past it. Right. Like Dylan Walker.
Dylan Walker.
Sick cunt, bro.
What a weapon. As soon as he came
we've
on.
We got about
like,
40 seconds left, boys. Yeah. Keep it going.
He nicked them, bro. I've never seen a team concede so many line breaks right off the guts. It was fucked. Bro, Dylan Walker was nicking them.
So if you could explain this game to me in like very fast, how would you do it? Like in words. Like one
Manly.
Word. One word.
Disappointing.
Okay, there you go. That's why I didn't watch it. Because I'm gonna watch.
I didn't watch it on stream the Friday and Saturday games, but I watched them because Manly got ripped open. Pumped, ripped huh? open. Pumped. Brad Arthur, what is this? How is he stored at NRL roster?
Jake Arthur. Parramatta's best player in
2020. I'm just saying, Parramatta, Jake Arthur, there's a spot at six, bro. They could use one like him.
Shout out Jordan Samrani, bro.
Yeah, man.
Wallah, shout out Jordan Samrani, bro. That's the only thing
Joe
I know.
Joe Ash, bro.
Nah, but, all right.
I told him they got a gem with those two.
You did,
kids.
But I shout out to Jordan Samrani because that's one of the boys. That's one of the dogs.
And he scored a mad try, bro.
Yeah,
I've never seen a
second
try
in like he's
he dragged it across the ground.
No. He scored last week.
He scored last week. Yeah. Sorry, I'm thinking of last week.
So, like, he's starting to pick up some traction.
But he
was
playing, like, back row and shit, bro. Like, this guy he's mad versatile, bro. But the thing is I love from him is the energy. If he makes an error, he doesn't let it go to his head.
Nah. Yeah.
He's staying cool. And Josh Papali, staying cool, Laz. Came off the bench.
Cool Laz, bro.
Man. Cool Laz, man. I obviously love Josh Papali, whatever. I really would have liked to have kept him.
Where are you going to put him?
But, like...
Iyongi? How about Iyongi? Was good.
Iyongi was good, man. So good. He's getting better. He has, like... He'll have a shit game.
And then he'll have...
Then he'll have one good game. And he'll have one alright game. And it's like a cycle.
Mm. Just shout out to my dad real quick. Because you guys...
Shout out to Daddy Flex,
bro. Because obviously you guys, as Bulldogs fans, you, like, discount Parramatta really, really quickly. Yeah, but, like, they're slowly starting to build. They're slowly... If they're healthy... And they get, it's all Mitch,
bro.
And then after you guys.
Right.
But nah, but you never
without
know.
Mitch.
Huh?
No, but
I'm saying
without Mitch.
No, what I'm saying is, very it's all about, like, when as soon as Mitch got back, they started to pick up some traction, bro. They started to look better.
But this team, with the coach as well, with Riles, it takes time.
It will build. They will get there.
They are starting to look good. I still think they make the top eight.
I like Fox there too, bro.
I had them in my eight. I had the Roosters in my eight in the preseason. I had them in my eight before Mitch Moses got hurt. I think if Mitch misses... 6 or 7 more games this season, they're not going to make the 8. But if he plays for all of the games that he's eligible to play in outside of Origin, they will probably make the 8.
I'm worried they're going to make the 8 over us.
It's going to be very tight, dude. That race, it's going to be like the UCL race yesterday. It's going to be like 7 teams for 2 spots, bro.
Like, everyone's riding us.
The Broncos are out of the 8 now, or they might be 8th after the bye.
We're last, but there's only 3 games.
Can you just say that again?
You're a dog.
Can you just say that one more time, please?
We are last, but...
Who's we?
Bro, we won 4 premierships in a row.
I'm not talking about that.
We are talking about now.
We're last, all right? But we are 3 games out of the 8. That's how close this competition
is. It's very close.
All right, boys. Our 40 seconds is up.
A very important question. Now that we've seen... Manly so bad with that DC.
Yeah.
Who's more important to which team? Mitch Moses to Parramatta or DCE to Manly?
That's a good question. Who's more important?
DCE to
Manly. Mitch Moses to Parramatta or DCE to Manly?
DCE to Manly. Straight up. Because Zach Lomax is also that X factor they have there. And Dean Hawkins had a really good game.
He had a good game.
He had
a
really good game.
I think Dean's way better than
Volkman. I think you're right, because I think DCE has kept him in so much games in the past couple of years, bro. To even get him to finals.
He's their X factor. Like,
against us.
Turbo,
against us. Wallah, against us. It was all DCE. Like, that's how I look at it.
No.
When we lost to him in the
finals. Wallah, can I just say this? But it's the value over the replacement player. Okay? Like, Dean Hawkins is a borderline first grade halfback. Right? Jake Arthur is not.
He's not, yeah.
And then Dylan Brown has had plenty of experience now being a lead guy in a team.
He's better than Luke Brooks.
And Luke Brooks... When he's had plenty of experience too, and he's been worse than Dylan Brown has when he's leading a team, in my opinion. And I just think if they had a half decent 7, like a Brad Schneider or something like that, they would be all right. But they don't, so they're really feeling the impact of losing DCE. But can we just talk about Manly? Have just not been Manly this year. They have been missing multiple players. Because if we verse them, we are going to knock the fuck out of these cards.
Hopefully,
cubs.
Bro. Hopefully we do.
When we verse, I'm going to go watch the game with Tom and Eddie, hopefully, at Allianz. We're playing a home game at Allianz. How good is that?
That's crazy.
I'm going to give it to him hard. If we win. We're going to fuck it.
Do you reckon you could sell that out?
Oh, big time.
Allianz? Because What do they fit? 40?
35, I think, 40, yeah.
But that'll be massive.
Oh, we're going to belt them because their middles are fucked. I like Ethan Bullamore, but I don't see him as a prop. He's just going to have to play there. Taukeiaho is old as shit. They've lost Paseka.
He's injured now, Takiyaho.
Paseka is a big loss, dude, because I think he was in for a big year.
Paseka's hectic.
Nathan Brown,
as much as he tries.
Walla, I wish he was 6'2".
And Olakuatu as well. He has not been himself.
He's the big one, man. I think we can all see it. If you watch Manly, he just has not
if
been.
He's been trying way too hard.
He's forgetting he's 6'5", fucking 120 kilos, whatever the fuck his numbers are when he comes. He's a huge human giant. Because just run.
Yeah. It's the overthinking because a lot of these players run off that. When the team's not doing good, he feels like he's a leader, yada, yada, yada.
Also, Brad Schneider is off contract end of this year.
Yeah. So Manly might grab him. Boys, yeah. Panthers and Knights.
The Lucas show.
Mm. Why? Like,
so can we skip it?
No. First of all, can I tell you guys, I know Isaac Targo played second row. I know he debuted there off the bench against the Tigers. But putting him there, I knew. Shut the fuck up, bro. Like, with your
rage,
words, bro.
Rage, bro.
I've been clearing his guy's fishing rods out.
I don't care that that decision probably got made 2 days before, or they probably knew on Tuesday. But why would you put him up there against Dylan Lucas? Bro, he's the same height as Dylan Lucas. But I'm telling you, he's a small body. Again, I don't care that he did it. You saw, he had 3 tries scored on him. He's not that good there. He's been shit defensively all year. He played 6 good games, got signed a contract over Stephen Crichton, and he's been shit ever since. So stop telling me that, oh, you're a bandwagon. He played second row. Bro, shut the fuck up.
It's all my comment, eh?
I saw red, bro.
I knew he knew. Bro. But it's just poking fun at Flaxi while you're kicking a man while he's down. Because if we were in the same situation, he would be kicking us down because he was kicking us down, all right? Listen, because rage baiting this bloke is the easiest thing in the whole world. You should have seen me when we were watching Game 7 of the Clippers versus Denver series, because he was going to cry.
Man.
And boys, Isaac Tungo, they were short on middles and edges, man.
No, you know who we should have put there? A guy that killed it on debut, Harry Hassett. He jumped on and had such a massive impact. He plays second row. He kills it in Reggie's. We put him there. Dylan Lucas doesn't score at least 2 of those tries.
He should have scored 4, and he dropped nuts one of them. Shout out to Dane Laurie. At least he tried.
Dane Laurie played a good game. Like, he tried his best defensively. Hey,
but hey, what a sick cunt. And all these rumors that he was missing the game.
Yeah.
And then he played. I was like, another injury, man. You know, but Dylan Lucas full carried me, bro. I love you, Dylan Lucas. Bro. Best signing I made 2 weeks ago. All right. But yeah, it was a rough night again for Penrith. And losing to the Knights in a spoon bowl is crazy.
Like, what?
That's the first loss though, like,
I can't believe
it.
Yeah. Rough.
Knights. Didn't Knights beat you in the game where, like, Matt Burton missed like 10 field goals in like his second?
No, that was a draw.
That was so funny. Yeah. Then now look at him. He's a field goal machine. Next game. What was it? The Roosters Sharks one. Fuck, talk about an upset. This is a really good game, bro. They were stunned. I think them losing Stone Street and not having Katoa was a big loss here, because Hirodi was on the wing and you could tell very early on that the game plan was kick to fucking Hirodi's side, because that guy did not look good in the air, and Daniel Tupo absolutely bitched him and they got so many points from that.
Fuck, he's so good. That
and then they just outworked him. They outworked him, outran him, out-tackled him. And it's crazy, man. It's the most Sharks thing ever. They go and beat Melbourne. And then they go and lose to the bloody fucking Roosters.
You are missing 5 players
in the
Origin.
Yep. And Tedesco, it wasn't even Tedesco. That wasn't a Tedesco game.
That was
the Savala show. Shout out to Savala getting me like 90 in Supercoach or something like that.
95.
Man, what a sick hunt. And he's a good player, man. He reminds me so much of Lachlan Lewis. It's crazy, dude. He reminds
Did
me.
Did he steal a speaker?
Go watch. Not because he stole the speaker, but when he touches the ball, he just has more time than everybody else to do what he wants to do. He kicks like him. He barely runs. Okay, he's solid defensive. I give the defensive aptitude to Lachlan Lewis. He was a beast defensively, man. Retired Sam Burgess with that hit. But Mate, he is solid. He just reminds me so much of Lachlan Lewis. And I think Sandon, the future of Sandon Smith would be in question over a guy like Hugo Savala. And I think they might even play him in the back row or something like that in the future. But he had a blinder, and that was a real breakout game for him, man. Shout out Hugo Savala. Was the best half on the pitch on a game that also featured Braden Trindle and Nico Hines. So the Sharks, potential fraud watch game, because nobody expected you to lose that one.
Well, they're consistently inconsistent. Like, as you said, they're beating teams like Storm, but then they're losing games, like must-win games. Did they actually have anyone out?
No, they were missing... Just Stone Street and Katoa. But like, Katoa, they've been missing him all year.
But that is just unbelievable. And I might chalk them out of my top four, to be honest, because they're just terrible.
Yeah, that's...
They're terrible, man.
No one terrible, mate. You're last.
Yeah, mate, we won the last four premierships, man. I'm holding on to that for...
Yeah, but you're terrible now.
Yes, but how do you beat a team like the Melbourne Storm and then... Like, I mean, Melbourne Storm...
You can't be terrible if you beat the Melbourne Storm, bro. Except if you're the Dragons, because it doesn't count if you're the Dragons.
Unless you're showing them the money, that's all.
Yeah, I miss him, bro. Fuck, come back to Pilotu.
Actually, yeah, well, I miss the guy, bro.
The game's not the same, man. Right. Could you imagine Tupelotu against the fucking against the Broncos? Fuck, mate. People thought I was a hater. I just hate it when you're losing to celebrate like that.
Yeah,
when you're winning, cuz, go off, lad.
Yeah, you gotta enjoy it.
I miss you, Tupelotu, man. Yeah. But yeah, nah, fuck. They're just the Sharks, man. You just never know with these cunts, bro.
What are they missing? Like, what is it? What's
dog?
The
dog.
Sharks. I don't fear them not one bit.
Well. I don't think the edge is bad because they're scoring majority of the tries.
Bro, Nickett has dried up a bit.
Yeah, as soon as I buy him, of course.
But Billy Burns has been all right, bro. I know they're missing Teague Wilton, but Billy's been doing all right, man. Oh man, he's a gun.
KL Ito.
Well, bloody after, man, I had Militalo and KL Ito on my multi and Tupo. And then I just had Sharks to win. So I'm a bit annoyed at you guys, man. Because I would have won. I would have won a bit of Dosh, mate. But I won on the first game because I had Herbie.
Yeah, and I was going to say Herbie. Plus. That was a gimme.
Yeah,
that was a
big
gimme.
Money, lad. But, boys, I expect a bit more from Cronulla. And what's the last game? The Waz v Raiders. How fire were the Waz looking in those jerseys, mate?
Oh, I saw your video. That was a gun jersey, bro. And was that Lewis Brown collab?
I got no clue.
Do you think next year they should rock that as a home jersey?
I think that they need to. The Warriors, listen, make this a clip, bro. Because the Warriors need to ditch the colors scheme that they're rolling
the
every
blue,
year
red,
now.
Then all that?
The blue, green, red sheet. No more. I don't like that Warriors. That's not the Warriors that I know. That's not the Warriors that we all know, lad. We all know the black and gray Warriors, cuz. They used to scare the fuck out of me, bro. Seeing Manu Vadave and Sam Rapira and Ruben Wiki and Simon Mannering in those colours, because they used to scare the shit out of me. I'm not scared of this bloody blue, red and green, Waz. Bring back the old colours, man.
So this jersey is inspired by the letter received by Louis Brown, who owns Earl's fashion brand. Very, very popular. Very successful as well. When he became an inaugural member in 1994, Dear Warrior. Proudly champions, welcoming nature of the club across the chest through things. So I think it's like a dedication to him.
Well, cuz
you know, remember Lou Brown?
Lewis Brown, the player.
Yeah,
big nose.
Yeah,
so big nose, bro. He was a gun.
He's very big in the fashion industry. But those jerseys are gun.
Cuz, that's a jersey. That's my favorite jersey of the year, bro. That is my favorite.
But even the warm up tee is gun.
Well, see the warm up tee. That cuz. I just don't like these colours, bro.
No, but the warm-up...
That's not Warriors, man.
I know, but it's a warm-up team.
That's Warriors, cuz. Go to that first slide,
show the camera.
No, the first slide. Yeah, that's the Warriors, cuz. That's the Warriors that I know,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that's the Warriors.
And you know who
right
looked
there,
absolutely fire in those jerseys?
Bunge!
Big Bunty, our forward, cuz. Off the back fence, first run. He ran it like a true Warriors fan, like Warriors playing. Cuz, that first stint from his... was amazing, cuz he was just killing everybody. And I know he missed a couple of tackles in the set that Fogarty scored, but I just call it mismanagement of minutes, lad. You know what I mean? I'm gonna call it like it is.
Supercoach this week, by the way.
He was
a bad coaching
error. Did he get all right? 35. 35's all right, man, for 200.
Projected to get
19. Yeah, double, mate. Double. What a player, Bunty. But the Raiders, I think I had them winning this one because they just
It was good for us that they won as well.
Yeah, they just have the Warriors' number at the moment. And I just think they just were missing Fisher Harris and they were missing Barnett. And that was going to be two massive losses. I think if they had either one of those players, they win this game. But they just got out-muscled in the middle. And Tarpany, bro, he was just seeing red cards.
He's a machine, bro.
Well, like, he's going to get suspended for a long time. He got on report twice.
He's going to be...
Tarpany.
No, he's got nothing.
What do you mean he got nothing?
He's got fines, but that's it. No suspensions.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, no worries, bro. No worries.
Do you reckon he's going to be
I'm so happy I don't imagine
him. No worries, you fucking mentec dogs. Yeah, but Jacob Preston, nah. This kind of full shoulder
Jacob
charge.
Jacob Preston is like someone you'll give you a
full shoulder charge. Joey Tarpany full shoulder charge some kind.
Did he get sim in?
He got on report twice and then he's taken fines because if his next suspension he's not fucking 5 weeks.
More, bro.
Camera. Yeah, shout out to the Waz. Shout out to the Raiders and Jamal Fogarty. And that a good game. Tamale as well had a decent game. But yeah, sorry, Waz. We're no longer top two together.
Quickly as well, how are the Raiders, like, they're killing it this season.
They're doing very, very well.
Like, I thought that Ricky Stewart's flare-up of, like, everyone's, like, doubting us and whatnot would, like, fizzle out in round five. And they're just somehow finding ways.
Because the brand of footy that they play, it keeps them going, bro. It's just tough, gritty. You're never gonna build a Raiders team like... It doesn't happen too often.
They always make the finals, but
you know how you built them? You run as Sebastian Kreese. Yeah. And it's what and the Manly Seagulls did. It's what we did. But Manly Seagulls well and truly built them, cuz. It was
put 40 on
half an hour in, it was 6-6. And then 40 minutes in, it was 30-6.
That's crazy.
You run as Sebastian Kreese and you kick bombs to Kyle Weeks. That's how you beat the Raiders.
Boys, nice state of origin.
Final. The boys!
Let's get to it, right? New South Wales, Queensland, I believe it's in Suncorp, right?
Suncorp Stadium, right? Where's game two at?
Game two's in Perth. Yeah. So we have to win this
game. I hate
we Perth. Have to...
Hey, I'm just saying.
And then game three.
Get the fucking brooms out, lad.
Let's go. All right, listen, boys. First things first, Crichton is in doubt, right?
And
that's
Haas.
The breaking news. And Payne Haas. I believe both of them are going to play. And I believe Burden's going to be 18th man as usual. He won't touch the ball.
No, he can't be 18th man unless one of them gets injured.
Oh, because they already have
so
this
he
squad.
Can't come in unless someone gets
if
ruled
Crichton
out.
If Crichton gets injured and ruled out, then Matt Burden will be 18th man.
I don't think Burden
Stretch will play.
So do you think Burden will play or not?
I don't. I think this is...
Or
a facade. This is our...
Cameron Smith moment.
This is our stomach bug.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is just
Cameron Smith, Cooper Cronk have hay fever.
Muckus.
Muckus. There we go, boys. We converted him.
Say it.
He's got Muckus, boys.
He's got Muckus.
He's got Muckus.
My fucking god.
Who's Muckus?
Next step, beard like that.
Yeah. And then they're going to be saying, Queensland have no wrestling.
This is number one burger. You want burger in Sydney, brother?
Now listen, I think Crichton's got a groin injury because he had it at the Roosters game when he chased down Sandon Smith with a groin injury. There's no doubt in my mind he's got a groin injury, but I think they're just making a big deal about and just getting Plan B ready in case he misses the game. But I don't think he'll miss the game, cuz.
I'm excited for this Origin, to be honest. I feel like we haven't really spoke about it enough. Obviously, this is the time to speak about it. But, bro, I don't feel like for the first time... You know, I'm probably going to regret fucking saying this. Should I say it or not?
We always do this. Just say it.
It's going to be a tough game. Don't get...
Origin's always tough.
Origin is tough. But I feel like we should do our business, bro. We should do our business.
We should go out there.
We should smash them. We should put their head in the floor down at Suncorp, rub their head straight in the ground, and let them know who the fuck is the state that is the best.
I'll say it for you. This Queensland team's on life support. Like, this is not... This is barely A-grade squad.
I can see this being such a great clip.
I know. It probably will.
DC kicking a 40-20.
It's a clip. But like this is a great clip. This is a B-side Queensland. This is like a Queensland under-19s A-grade team. They are just... Yeah. There is no substance that worries me. And this, obviously...
That's a problem.
You don't want to say it.
Yeah, that's the scary part.
There is no substance about this team that worries me because our team just looks so good. And my hot take for this this year's. I think this is a team. This is a generational team. This is a team we're going to be looking back on 2, 3, 4 years. I'm going to like, wow, we had that squad. We had this is a team.
Is that Lavidov Latrell kicking the?
This is a team where we don't even need Turbo. That's how good this team is.
I agree, bro.
Just insane.
Turbo did look good.
He did look good.
So I think game two, game three is real potential. Me personally, I would like to see Turbo come in if Crichton's injured. Not.
That'll be a reasonable, like, but that would make fucking more sense.
Yeah.
But I think he's still, like, he was just touch and go. He was touch and go in the camp, and Manly need him, so.
Because in Origin as well. Origin is a different game, bro.
And instead of Stretch, man, I think I would have preferred Katoni over Stretch, man. I think Katoni is just a better player on both ends, bro, low key.
Yeah.
And I just don't think he gets enough ball, but I'm a big fan of
Katoni. He's got to get his opportunity.
Stretch is a damn good, he's a good backup.
Is Stretch Campbell Graham?
Campbell Graham.
I was going to say, I'm like, am I fucking missing something?
The serial killer.
Yeah, the serial killer. Yeah.
But
score predictions?
Yeah, I agree with Flax that this Queensland team is going through a transitional period and it's going to be very hard for them to win unless they have Munster greatness all over again. But I think Munster's getting up there in age and I don't know if he's going to be able to produce what he did in 2020. And just pull a fucking historic Origin performance out of his ass. I was like, up there with Johns and Lewis, like how impactful he was in the Origin arena.
That was insane, especially with the team he had, bro.
They're going to need something like that again. And I just don't know where the points come from Queensland. So I'm actually going to Blues 13 plus here in Suncorp, bro.
Any like specific score prediction that you would have?
Yeah, I'm going to go 26-8. We'll go 26-12 Blues win. I think Latrell to get two.
I'm going to agree with that. I reckon 26-24 to 10-12 because, yeah, they really don't have anything of substance. Like, Robert Toya, like, he's obviously been really good, but Latrell in Origin.
This is what Queensland fucking do, bro. They bring this guy in, you don't look at him,
and then he scores two tries. You got Trent Liero who cost Melbourne a few weeks ago.
I know, but it's Queensland. That's why I'm going to go 34-6.
Look.
By the Blues.
Spirit and...
Yeah,
this is getting clipped. This is getting clipped, bro.
You know what?
We're going to fuck win the series.
You know what's happening? Oh, the ball goes to Robert Toya. Robert Toya beats Latrell Mitchell and scores. He scored
for his third try in a row.
No.
Latrell Mitchell has been bitched by Robert Toya. Full-time score. Blues 40.
Latrell's on the edge of fucking it up again.
Queensland 10, bro.
Chris Paul all over again.
Chris Paul brings back the lead from 42.
Yeah, I like Robert Toya, and I think where they're going to try and attack is if Crichton does play, they're going to definitely try and get Hammer on Crichton because if he's suspect, right? One bad step, you take one wrong step and Hammer's gone. See you later. So they're going to play through him. But I think that's why I wouldn't actually play Crichton if he's touch and go, bro. I'd prefer someone that's fully healthy because, like, but I still think Crichton can do an amazing job on him, even not 100%. But, yeah, there's just too many weaknesses, in my opinion, that the Blues can exploit. And the big one is Val Holmes on the wing, fucking ham roll, like just spastic defender. And then he's next to a rookie on Latrell Mitchell. And then DCE, who loves to come into the back rower. And then I think they got Ruben Cotter on that side. And Ruben's a hectic player defensively. But again, he doesn't defend or play back row too often. So it's going to be interesting to see, man. It's going to be very interesting to see how they go.
I'm excited.
But I do think we're going to win comfortably. And I'm getting the brooms out. And I'm on Sunrise 7:45 in the morning. And I'm bringing a broom.
I think we all are.
Yeah, all of us.
Big moment. If you want to watch us on Wednesday morning, if you grab your coffee and just want to put the telly on or watch us, whatever it is, we're going to be there. Thanks to Hectic Fred. I think we'd be in this room as well.
We'll be in this room, inshallah. I believe.
I'm very excited, bro.
My take for it, I think it'll be a lot closer than what you all think. I'm going like 16-12 Blues way, obviously. But
do you actually have New South Wales Spirit there, mate? Like that?
No, he's actually being Ruba. Walla, that's a Ruba.
That's fair enough.
You remember, this is Suncorp.
Do you not know what we did to him last year in Suncorp? We bitched him.
That is true.
He went. It was very close.
It was very close. But the thing is they got no clue what to expect from Mitch and Nathan Cleary, and I think we got something for him.
We as I said, this is the hot take for me is I think that this is a team we'll look back on in years to come, because you got Mitch. You got two of the top three best halves in the game right now on the same team. One kick into his guy in Lomax with Mitch and Bizza with Cleary. Like, that is the chemistry that is just there alone is insane, and it's going to be really, really hard to stop. If you try to stop Cleary, Mitch is just going to be right there.
Yeah, what a freaking amazing secondary halfback, bro. This team is on the smoke, bro.
Oh,
this is, bro, this is, we're going to have something for them at Suncorp, and if they can't win at Suncorp, they're not going to win anywhere else.
I
know you think the Blues are going to win,
and we'll
Joey.
Win this year. I think we're still going to go 3-0. I think this is very possible.
But I think we're gonna win this one in Suncorp convincingly, and everyone's going to cop it. Like, I'll go out on a limb and say that this is going to be the time that we actually flog them properly and, like, beat the brakes off them.
We beat them 50-6 and actually win the series.
We should have 3-0'd them last year if it wasn't for that ham roll Sualii, bro.
Love Sualii. Well, I fucking love him forever for that.
I love him.
Biggest respect
he lost
moment.
Us the game single-handedly.
I didn't care. Biggest respect. That's what Origin's about.
We're going to belt them.
Boys, any players that will shock you? Just quickly, one off the top of your head from Queensland and one from New South Wales.
I think Queensland, it's going to be Robert Toya. I actually think he'll do better than what a lot of people are thinking, but the real shock, I think, will be Ruben Cotter. Even though he's playing in a position that he's not used to.
So he's going
to
be good.
I'm expecting him to be actually good.
What about New South Wales?
New South Wales, the player that will shock everybody.
Not shock, I think just have a good game.
Or impress.
I think Dylan Edwards is going to prove everyone wrong.
Like, prove me wrong, Connor Tracy.
Prove,
okay.
Prove everyone wrong. No, like, yeah. He's
touch some
like,
nerves.
Like, he,
there.
When the stage is the biggest, when the lights are the brightest, Dylan Edwards is the best.
Always shines, always.
When he was not always.
Like Connor Tracy,
he was drop nuts Edwards for multiple years.
No, we have to forget about that.
Since
he started
in the last
supporting
4 years,
yeah.
When the lights are brightest, when
on the biggest stage,
on the biggest
all,
stage,
man.
Lad.
So after you started
AJB,
supporting him,
on the AJB. On the AJB HQ stage, lad.
On the big stage, bro. Listen,
he's the
who
best.
You got?
I think Max King. A lot of people have got doubt on him. Not saying they can't do the job, but obviously people are saying someone else deserved his role better. So, and his story is just incredible. It would just be such a great sort of full circle moment for him to actually go out there and kill it for Blues.
Is Kurt Mann in the squad, in the actual team?
He's the 18th man. But I actually can't believe I missed out on Max King. He's the one that's going to shock everybody because they've all been hating on him. My brother's going to, I reckon he's going to score.
Too much.
And I reckon, I reckon Max King's going to score and he's going to fucking do this to everybody because the Levs have surely thought him.
Go on.
And for me, for Queensland, I think Tom Dearden starts to solidify his spot in the Queensland side.
That's really good, man.
Yeah, for me, I'd say Tommy Dearden, bro. I'd say Dearden and Munster. But for the Blues, bro, I'm looking at Lomax because I feel like he's going to have a fucking field day. I don't know why. That's what I feel like.
He's on coats, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to fucking, I don't know why, but that's going to be a good battle. They're both going to be in the air the whole time.
That's going to be a dog fight, bro.
They're just going to be in the air.
AFL game. That's a dog fight. It's an aerial fight in the war. An aerial dog fight, bro.
They're just going to be fucking in the air.
It's going to be fucking Top Gun, bro. It's going to be like Top Gun. Fucking cunts just in the air, like flying in the air and shit.
Hey, everyone's like playing their thing and Lomax and fucking coats out. Fucking I'm ringing the field.
Yeah, bro.
More ball. No, more ball. All right, boys. Sorry.
I think Tino.
Oh, I forgot about Tino.
I missed him last year, and I think after all, like, he's in an impeccable form this year. As much as I hate him, he's going to have a lot of impact.
What about New South Wales?
I think this is a bit of a stomach flu thing with Cameron Smith. I think Stephen Crichton is going to nick him.
Okay, well. I'm loving this. Did
we just get an Italian man just use that word?
Nick. He's not Italian, bro. He's Italian Lebanese. All right,
then.
He's from Napoli. You know what I mean? Listen.
All right, Joey.
All right, boys. I think that's it, eh? Any man of the match, quickly. Last one.
Man of the match, Latrell Mitchell.
Latrell Mitchell?
Fucking.
I'm not going
to
go Latrell Mitchell.
I want to see Nathan Cleary be proven on the stage. I'm going to say Nathan Cleary.
Okay.
You took his one.
Mitch Moses. I think as Suncorp, he loves up there.
Lebanese spirit.
Yeah, I'm going to go Mitch Moses, bro, straight out. I think him and Cleary are going to play so well, and it's going to be something that we're going to be like, we want to see this every single Origin. And it's going to be the Cooper Cronk and JT or whatever, whoever was nominating for all those years. Boys, anything else? Quick wraps.
Up the fucking Blues.
Up the Blues. Tune in. Make sure, 7:45. Just grab your coffee at 7:15. Sit down
Wednesday
and just wait
morning.
For us. Wait for us.
Wait for Hectic Fred and League Lads and the boys, and everyone's going to be in their Blues jerseys. We're going to be on Sunrise. So if you tag us as well, if you do watch it, give us a tag.
And we will be doing a after review.
On Thursday. Yeah, Thursday. So we'll be doing an episode, hopefully. Every time we say we're going to do it, it doesn't work out. So I'm just going to leave it in the air, all right? Yeah. In the air.
Do you want to do our tips just in case? And then after team list, we can go back on it.
First game, Friday, 8 p.m. in Cogra, Dragons and Newcastle.
Dragons 13 plus.
Dragons probably won't have Val Holmes because that's 2 days after.
No, he'll play.
Who cares? Quick stuff. Dragons 13 plus.
I think that's probably good for them. I think
I'm going to go Dragons 1-12 because I think Knights might have like a bit too much energy about them. But
I'm going Dragons 13 plus, bro.
Next game on the Saturday, Titans and Melbourne at
Seabus. Melbourne 30 plus.
Yeah, I love, bro.
They lost their last game, by the way. They don't.
Guys, they're going to get me. He's going to be 40.
It is at Seabus, though.
Melbourne 40 plus in the hot box.
Melbourne 13 plus.
Yeah, Melbourne 30 plus.
Titans will play Saturday. Will play good.
3 p.m.
So one Friday game.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Yalla not flex. Watching that Friday game.
All right. Next game Saturday, 5:30 p.m. at Townsville, Cowboys and Tigers.
This is always a hectic game, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the last five games they've gone 66-0 and then 74. Yeah. Like they've killed each other.
They've both turned off their defense. Like I remember at Leichhardt Oval last year was like 28 or some shit.
Cuz I'm actually gonna call West Tigers 1-12 here.
Yeah,
I don't know why. Gut feeling.
I'm going to go Tigers as well. Only because Dieren and that from Origin, bit tired, this, that. You know what I mean?
So who goes into their six now? Would it be Fainu? Is he back?
Probably Adam Dwight here.
They're playing a Sun Corp. I think the Cowboys boys will back up. Because this is on a Saturday in Townsville.
Yeah.
If they go to Campbelltown, I think they probably might not.
I go Tigers 1-12.
I think Jerome's going to really step up, man. Yeah. Tigers 1-12. I'm going to go Tigers. I think off the back of this saga finally ending, they're going to cook. Yeah, but I think it'll be Adam Dwight here at 6 until Fainu's back.
Who's that, Manly?
Yes, Saturday 7:35, the Four Pines Park, Manly Broncos.
The Broncos
are the two disappointing teams of the year,
I'm
right?
I'm going to go Broncos only for one thing. Adam Reynolds and whoever's playing.
Reece Walsh is back.
And Reece Walsh, is he?
Yeah, Reece Walsh is back. I'm going to go Broncos. I'm actually going to go Broncos 13 plus.
I'm going to agree with you.
I think they're just too weak in the middle, man.
Yeah, and they got sliced up by
two of their props coming back off injury, but I just don't think they got the middles to keep up with the Broncos ones, and I think the Broncos are going to run a bit riot here, and that will be the game that really kicks it into momentum for them, kicks them into gear.
Broncos 13 plus. Yeah, Broncos 13 plus.
Broncos 1-12.
All right.
All right, all these three Sunday games are all in Sydney, and they're like, you can continue to go to all three if you tried. First one's at a core stadium, Rabbitohs and Warriors at 2 p.m.
I'm going to go Warriors.
I think
Origin hangover.
I think I'm going to go Warriors here because Fish only missed one game. Wynette will back up. I reckon he'll back up. And yeah, I'm going to go Warriors 1-12, but because they don't like winning 13-plus, these guys.
Warriors 1-12.
Yeah.
Next one's the Battle of the West, Panthers and Parramatta. 17th vs. 15th.
Why are you looking at me like
Spoonbowl.
That?
Spoonbowl.
Wait, they're 15th Parramatta.
Yeah.
But they're one win from the 8th.
Exactly.
That's insane. I'm going to go Parramatta. But where is it?
Combank. So let me.
It's your home game. It's their home game.
let me set the scene for you. All right. So we've just had a terrible loss off the Newcastle Knights. Right. We haven't won all year at Combank Stadium.
Meow, meow, meow.
I think he's a win.
We will back up all our Origin players unless there's injury.
Parramatta all season have been saying
this is paradise is ours.
So give us the score prediction, bro. I don't want you to feel good.
Mate, Panthers, I'm going to be running. I'm going to be like on the guard of honor as they run out. I'll be.
Fuck yeah, bro.
What? You'll be like one of those kids.
That's cool, bro.
Like kids like that walk up with them.
Fuck.
Like
what's your prediction? I want to go home, bro.
Like Frankie de Jong.
Panthers 13 plus because I'll put an earful in them before they run.
All right, I'm gonna go.
Can I just say one thing? What are you gonna even acknowledge that NPC's existence, or will he just?
I got high five.
He won't even see it because he doesn't like you, right? He's blocked you out of his mind.
But he knows who I am.
Shout out! I'm gonna go Penrith. I'm gonna go Parramatta 1-12.
No. Go back.
No. Well, I'm gonna go Parramatta.
Shut the fuck up. Go back.
Yeah, I'm back. Yeah, back.
An idiot.
What?
Yeah, go. You're going to go Penrith?
No, I'm going to go Para.
You're a fucking idiot.
No, I'm being serious. You know why, Walla? I'll tell you why. Because if Moses and Lomax come back, they're in better form than what you are in.
Honestly, I can't disagree.
And they're playing at home, Walla. I don't want...
If you go, why play? We're playing at home.
No, you're not, bro. No, no, you don't have a home. You're fucking from Penrith. It's homeless.
It's your home game.
You don't have fans.
Mate, that,
I know
that, that's going to be a sellout game.
That's like saying...
That's going to be a sellout.
That's like giving Dolphins... You know what that's like? That's like telling Dolphins, come play in Belmore and it's your home game.
Yeah. Against the Bulldogs. Allah, that's bad.
Your home game.
That's bad, cuz. And come it's on, not going to be a sellout because there's anyway, not enough away fans. I mean, home yours. Fans to sell out. I'm going to go Parramatta 1-12 here because they just always beat them.
All right, go on.
No. I think Panthers 1-12.
All right.
Yeah, see, last someone game. Actually has a last fucking game brain.
Fuck, this is a good game. This is a good game.
Bro, how good is that?
Game.
That's
a hectic game. Sunday is actually on fire.
I'm going to...
Sunday's got some cracked
I'm
going to
go Roosters, Walla.
Fuck, Sunday. I'm going to go... You could, well,
I'm
going
to go Roosters 1-12.
Because they always beat them, man.
Yeah, like field goal.
I reckon. Is Sam...
Wait, is it going to be raining? Because if Allianz is still flooded, give me Raiders.
I think regardless, I'm just going to go Raiders.
Well, I'm not Tim Bailey, so give me the fucking prediction, bro. Yeah, fuck is it going to be rainy?
We'll
is the humidity
we'll
going to be rain?
We'll ask Sunrise.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it going to be
they don't even know. They're just going to be like, I don't know.
Out of the dartboard.
Raiders 1-12 for me.
Raiders, right. Raiders 1-12.
All right, boys, love yous all.
Go to fucking Blues.
Go to the Blues.
I'll see you Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning.